This is program number ALW-2318. Well, there were once two boys working their way through school. Hi, this is Larry West. It was through Leland Stanford University, and they ran out of money. In fact, their funds got so low, they put their heads together to try to figure out what to do. Now, when you're out of money and you're trying to raise it, you might as well dream big. One of them suggested to the other that they ought to engage Paderewski, the famous Paderewski, for a piano recital and devote the profits to their board and tuition. Sure, why not? Well, they contacted Paderewski's manager, and he told them that Paderewski would do it for a guarantee of $2,000. Okay, they said, and they went to work. They rented a concert hall, printed up some handbills, and started advertising. Well, when the big night finally came and went, the two boys sat down and started counting the money. The proceeds totaled only $1,600. They had guaranteed Paderewski $2,000. Well, they stepped up to him with sad faces and told him they were $400 short on their guarantee. They gave him the entire $1,600 and a promissory note for $400 telling him that they would earn the amount at the earliest moment and pay him his guarantee. "No, boys, that won't do," said Paderewski. He tore up the note and returned the money and said, "Now, take out of the $1,600 all of your expenses and keep for each of you 10% of the balance for your work. I'll take the rest." Elated, the boys thanked him and thanked him again. Well, the years rolled by. The first big war came, and Paderewski found himself involved in a strenuous effort to try to feed the thousands of his people in his beloved Poland. Seeing his plight, Paderewski himself decided to contact the President of the United States, the only one in the world he thought could really help him. To his surprise, thousands of tons of food then began to come into Poland, sent to the Premier for distribution. Starving people there became happy and satisfied people. Grateful beyond measure, Paderewski journeyed to Paris, hearing the President of the United States was there, to thank him. "That's all right, Mr. Paderewski," the President said. Then, grinning, the President continued. He said, "Besides, you don't remember how you helped me once when I was a student at college and I was in a hole." Herbert Hoover had remembered a kind Paderewski when two boys in college needed him the most, and it was Hoover who was able to return the favor. A fellow named Kelly found himself having to work his way through medical school. During the summer months, he made the necessary money by selling books from door to door. One day, hot and thirsty, he stopped at a farmhouse and asked for a glass of water. A girl came to the door. When he asked for a simple glass of water, she said, "I will give you a glass of milk, if you like." That was much more refreshing to him, and he drank the cool, refreshing milk heartily. Well, the years passed, and the young man graduated from medical school and ended up chief surgeon at Johns Hopkins Hospital. One day a patient was admitted. She was seriously ill. Those on the staff noticed that for some strange reason, the doctor was giving her that extra special bit of interest. He seemingly spared no effort to make her well. After several weeks of recovery, a nurse walked in one day and told her, "Tomorrow you will go home." That was good news, of course, but the smile quickly turned to a worried look when the nurse brought the girl the itemized bill. The girl began to read the different items from the top downward, and seeing how much the hospital room cost and the medication and 1,001 other things, she began to get more and more depressed. Finally, though, her eyes fell to the bottom of the page, and to her surprise, she read these words, "Paid in full with one glass of milk. Signed, Howard A. Kelly, M.D." I told you two stories today, true ones, as to how a couple of men were able to say thanks in big ways. Listen. A simple thank you, genuinely meant, is just as big. Gratitude remembers. In fact, if it's not gratitude, it doesn't remember. So let me ask you, when was the last time you let your mind think up to God, with genuine, humble gratitude? You said to God, "Thanks, Lord. Thanks for the sunshine, for my family, for my job, my health, my living in such a beautiful land. And thank you most of all for Jesus Christ." I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course, yours free, right before I can hear this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.